TCL is a proud sponsor of the Score North Studios. TCL, America's fastest growing TV brand. It's Raised by Wolves.
It is Raised by Wolves. It is 3 o'clock. It is NBA schedule release day.
Woohoo!
Manny Hill, we know when the Wolves are opening up the 2019-2020 season. We know where and we know against who.
And I'm here for it.
It's going to be quite an opening stretch.
Yeah, it's going to be...
The Wolves certainly were
dicey.
Not, they were certainly not blessed by the schedule-making gods. I'll say that much. this person on Twitter, if his calculations are correct, Ed Kupfer, the Wolves will travel the eighth most miles in the NBA next season. Mm. They have 1 6-game road trip. They have 4 4-game road trips. They don't have a homestand longer than 3 games. Open up with 6 consecutive games against the Eastern Conference. Oh, by the way, their home opener, Jimmy Butler, comes to town. In that stretch, they open up with 6 games against the Eastern Conference to start. The sixth and final one is the Milwaukee Bucks. Then they get Memphis. Oh, and then it's Golden State. And then it's Denver. And then it's Detroit on the second night of a back-to-back. Then San Antonio.
Yeah, so that's what? 4, 8, 9, that's 11 games.
Yeah.
You could be looking at 3-8 or 2-9 in the first 11 games.
It's going to be a tough start to this season for this team.
Yeah, it's going to be tough. And, I mean, listen, the home opener, Jimmy Butler coming in town with the Miami Heat, I'm here for that, man.
That is going to be a great environment. That's going to be a lot of fun.
That's going to be awesome.
It's a Sunday night, woo-hoo, October 27th.
That's perfect.
Do the Vikings play at home that day?
Vikings might be on a bye that week. I'm not sure. Let me bring that up here. Or I'm sure you're probably looking it up too.
I am looking it up, and that's something that I hadn't thought about until right now. But if the Vikings are at home, that could be a really fun day in Minneapolis.
They are. The Vikings will be hosting Washington the Thursday prior.
Ah, gotcha.
So that'll be their matchup for that week. But that could be, I mean, that's Washington. That's Adrian Peterson and Case Keenum coming to town. So that could be just a fun, eventful couple of days in town. That'd be a lot of fun.
Well, you forgot the other guy in Washington that, used to play football here, by the way. That Adrian Peterson folk?
Yeah, no, I mentioned Adrian Peterson.
Oh, I thought
Peterson,
you just said Case Keenum.
No,
my bad.
Adrian Peterson and Case Keenum, yeah.
But yeah, this is a tough opening to the season for the Wolves. They've got 13 back-to-backs. Like I said, they don't necessarily have they don't have a long homestand to kind of fall back on, and they travel the eighth most miles in the NBA, and things are looking kind of dire. This is not the easiest of schedules.
And if you go beyond the first, 11 games that we mentioned, you got Houston November 16th, then you've got a home-and-home with Utah on the 18th and the 20th of November. Then, Phoenix comes into town on the 23rd. That certainly could be a winnable matchup. But, then you're on the road at Atlanta and then you travel to San Antonio. Like, this is going to be a really, really tough. These first, 20 games are going to be really, really tough just with the travel and with the matchups that they're going to have. They're going to have a lot of really, really good teams on their calendar to start.
I'm looking for the easy stretch in their schedule. And maybe this is just a thing of the Western Conference is so unbelievably just talented from top to bottom right now.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to find the break. They don't necessarily get a real break anywhere.
Yeah, because you kind of look for a stretch of two or three, three or four games in a row where they're playing sub 500 teams.
And they don't have that.
Yeah, there really isn't one.
I mean, maybe it's Memphis, Dallas, OKC. Because it hasn't necessarily registered in my mind yet that OKC is not going to be good.
Right, yeah.
But it's still
that's still a game where you look at it and say,
I think Dallas might be a playoff team.
Yeah. Well, and Oklahoma City isn't going to be good, but are they going to be so bad to where you can look at that with the Wolves and just say, "Oh yeah, they can definitely win that game." It's really tough to say. I mean, they're not going to be good. Oklahoma City's not a playoff team, obviously.
No, not anymore.
But still it's just kind of the Wolves and every team in the NBA will have a handful of games every year at least where they lose to a team that they should beat or lose to a team that's just inferior to them.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, that could be – there's no way I don't think anybody could look at that stretch.
Okay.
They'll be fine there.
I think I found their easiest stretch. It's in late February. It's right after the All-Star break.
Okay.
At Dallas, at Miami, at Orlando, Dallas, New Orleans, Chicago, Orlando, New Orleans. Now, that's not exactly like you're not beating up on Charlotte and Phoenix and Cleveland there.
Yeah.
But none of those teams are like going to blow you away. That might be their easiest sketch. Or maybe at New York, Detroit, Phoenix, Sacramento, and then you get both LA teams in New York.
Yeah.
But it's difficult to point out a really easy stretch in the schedule.
Yeah, and you know, and I keep thinking about those first few games through like October and November. You know, what's the psyche of this team going to be if you look up in the first 11 games and they're 2-9? You know,
it's a good question.
You know, it's just like can you, and that's going to be a challenge for Ryan Saunders. If that happens, you know, how is he going to be able to keep this group sort of in that sort of a positive mindset and ready to compete on a night in and night out basis? If you get out to a 2-9 start because of the schedule being so tough, I mean, how is the team going to respond to that over the remaining, you know, 71 games of the season?
That's a very interesting way to look at it, because I don't know what they're going to look like. I really don't. It's hard for me to envision this team getting off to a really hot start just by virtue of who they have to play against. Like, yeah, you get Washington twice early.
Mm-hmm.
Charlotte's bad, but Philadelphia is really good. Milwaukee's mm-hmm. really good. Memphis is going to be okay. Golden State's really good. Denver's really good.
Detroit isn't a great team, but that's a road game, and the Wolves have always had their trouble in Detroit.
And it's the second night of a back-to-back, and Detroit is probably going to be a playoff team in the East again.
Mm-hmm.
They're probably going to be a playoff team.
Yeah. So that's, it's going to be a tough stretch. It'll be exciting, though, because it'll be nice to get a good look at the Brooklyn Nets at the start of the year. And, I mean, there's not going to be any KD, but, you know, Kyrie will be there. And Brooklyn's a fun team to watch. So that'll be fun to sort of just get a close-up look at the Brooklyn Nets to start the season. But, man, it's going to be a gauntlet to start the year.
So there are a couple of games that I have already circled in terms of like my five most interesting ones. Obviously, mm-hmm. number one is the home opener against Miami.
Here for
like, thank you to the NBA for giving us a big storyline early in the season.
Yes.
I mean, Jimmy Butler coming back for opening night. It's his second team since he's been traded, but the hatred for Jimmy Butler, I'm sure, will still be there amongst his fan base. I don't think that's something that's going to change just because he's in Miami and not Philadelphia. So I think that's a super interesting game. It's a winnable game. I don't think Miami is all that good.
Mm-hmm.
I think that they're destined to win 44 games and lose in the first round, because that's what the Heat are. That's what mm-hmm. they're going to be until they get a real star again. They've been that since LeBron left. They're going to continue to be that until they get another MVP caliber player, because that's the roster they've built.
Mm-hmm.
My next interesting game, I'm just going to go in order, is when New Orleans comes to town December 18th.
Yeah, see, I was looking at that too, and that's a nice, that little three-game homestand is nice. You got Utah's obviously very good.
Mm-hmm.
You get the Clippers on Friday, December 13th.
Yeah.
And then they get a few days off, and then they host New Orleans. That's going to be a nice little stretch of games.
Yeah, they have 4 days off in between games before they face New Orleans. New Orleans is a really interesting team. Zion Williamson will be playing for inside Target Center for the first time. They only play New Orleans three times. There are four Western Conference teams that they play only three times. Golden State, twice here, once in the Bay Area.
Hmm.
The Lakers, once here, twice in La La Land. Memphis, once here, twice in Memphis, and the Pelicans, twice here, once down in New Orleans.
Okay, that's disappointing that we're only going to see LeBron and AD one time.
Yeah.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
That sucks.
What it is. It is what it is. And at least they get Golden State at home twice, and they get Zion here twice. I think that Zion's going to be really interesting. I think that's going to be a really fun game to watch. That one's set for December 18th. It's a Wednesday night, excuse me. Like you said, they have the Utah and the Clippers before. It is really interesting that they don't have a homestand longer than three games.
Yeah, you know, and the Wolves are a team that with with sort of their spot geographically, I mean, they travel a lot, you know, just even for interdivision games. Like, they got to travel a long way to go to Portland, kind of a long way to go down to Oklahoma City, a long way to go to Denver
Utah.
Or Utah or something like that. And to only have the longest homestand to be three games is a little bit that's kind of an interesting approach.
I mean, that's got to be an NBA low. Like, I'm sure there are other teams that only have three-game homestands, too, mm-hmm. because the Wolves have six of them, and there's no way that no one else has any in terms of that being their longest. But three, it just seems really small. Like, how do they not have a five-game homestand at some point?
There's a stretch into the end of March and into the start of April where they've got five of six home games. But, like, the third game, like, in the middle of that six-game stretch is a trip to New York to play the Knicks.
Well, and they have...
So it's like the Lakers, Dallas at home.
They have that with Boston, too. They play at home against Portland, Philadelphia, San Antonio. Then they go to Boston. Then they come back second night of a back-to-back, the Lakers. And then Dallas.
That's really weird.
I will say the other interesting stretch is they do have three home games in four nights. Or not four nights. In four games. But the away game's only at Milwaukee, which is the shortest flight that they have. So that's probably...
Yeah, that's...
But also, it's Cleveland, who will be terrible. Brooklyn, Milwaukee, Golden State.
Go get them.
Yeah, good luck. They were done no favors by the NBA.
Yeah.
And they only have six... I believe it's either five or six national TV games. They have one on ESPN, which is against Houston on Friday, January 24th at home, which is a rematch of last year's NBA ESPN game where Josh Okogie blocked James Harden. It was mm-hmm. kind of his rookie moment. It was really, really, really fun. And then they've got four or five that are NBA TV games. So they're one of the lowest in the league for just national exposure. They're not going to be on national TV very often.
Yeah.
The South Dakota Stories, Volume 5. South Dakota seemed like the perfect place to unplug. But I ended up connecting to the world around me, a world where each sunset was painted, where I felt adventures pulse with every step, and where cold water trickling, pine swaying, and grunting bison became my favorite soundtracks. I just wish I didn't have to leave. There's so much South Dakota, so little time.
Cheers to a great day and this ice-cold Corona.
You know what would make this day even better? My grandma's carne asada.
Throw in some music.
We can watch the game. Or we could keep it simple.
Corona, la vida más fina. Get your Corona at ordercorona.com. Relax responsibly. Corona Extra Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Okay, so I'm looking at a couple of road stretches here. The end of November, they are at Atlanta, at San Antonio. Then they're home for one game against Memphis. And then they're right back on the road again at Dallas, at Oklahoma City, at the Lakers, at Phoenix.
Mm-hmm.
And then another tough stretch. We talked about, you mentioned it already, the longest road trip that they have. Houston, Oklahoma City, San Antonio, Portland, Phoenix, Utah. There's going to be a two-week stretch in between home games for them.
Yeah, and five of those six games are against teams that are probably going to make the... Four. Like I said, it hasn't registered to me yet that OKC is not going to be good.
Mm-hmm.
So four of those six games are probably going to be against playoff teams in Houston, San Antonio, Portland, and Utah.
Yeah.
And that's bookended with Orlando, who's an East playoff team, New Orleans. And then on the other side, you have Portland, Philadelphia, San Antonio, Boston, Lakers. That's brutal.
And look at that. Okay, so look at where that Phoenix game is, too. March 18th.
Mm-hmm.
Second night of a back-to-back after you play Portland.
Mm-hmm.
Phoenix is bad. They're going to be bad, but that could be tough.
And closing a trip in Utah is never an easy thing to do.
Mm-hmm.
Utah is one of the toughest places to play in the NBA. It doesn't necessarily get the altitude type thing that Denver has with it, but Utah is a house of horrors for road teams. And at the end of a six-game trip, when the only thing you want is your own bed and you've been on the road for 10 days already, man.
Okay, I mentioned this already. I am really, really upset with this one home game against LeBron and AD.
Yeah, it's disappointing.
It's not till March 30th. It's their only trip here. And it's on a Monday night.
Yep.
That sucks.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll certainly try to be there too, but my God, that's not fun. No, I want more LeBron and AD, man.
Yeah, I don't think you're the only one that's disappointed in that.
Gotta wait all the way till the end of March.
Man. Yeah, wow. And then they played the Lakers again out in LA the 12th, and then the Clippers the 13th. That's a tough back-to-back.
Yeah.
At least you just play in the same building both nights.
Yeah. At least it's not a travel. At least you don't have to travel on that
but
back-to-back.
LA nightlife undefeated. You're not winning that second game. You're not winning the second night of that back-to-back. Unless the Clippers are resting everybody because they have the one seed locked up.
They have the one seed locked up. Yeah, boy.
That's another interesting thing is looking at the end of the schedule because the Wolves had a relatively difficult final couple weeks here, mm-hmm. which in turn, when they're out of the playoffs, winning games isn't necessarily it's not necessarily the most important thing for the future. I mean, everyone likes to win. None of the players are going to be competitive to lose, but they don't necessarily have a schedule that suits up really well for them if they were to be in a tanking position, mm-hmm. especially in the month of April. I mean, Dallas is probably a good team. The Knicks aren't. Detroit's average at best. Phoenix isn't. Sacramento will be slightly above average. Lakers, Clippers, New York. That is it's a little too mediocre if you're not trying to win games.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, boy, it's going to be I'm really intrigued by how – I mean, I'm intrigued by how they start and how they respond to sort of being handed a gauntlet to start this year.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued by how they're going to handle some of these road trips because these road trips are not friendly to them. I'm trying to look at like a stretch of, you know, three or more road games where it's like, okay, I could see if they, you know, three road games there, I could see them coming out of that 2-1, and I'm just not seeing it.
No, it is.
I'm not seeing
it
anywhere.
We talked about the season total for wins a couple weeks ago here on mm-hmm. Raised by Wolves. I like the under right now far more than I did a couple weeks ago when we talked about it.
Yeah.
It's 34.5, and it is tough for me to see this team getting above 35 wins with this schedule. It Man. Is tough because there's no stretch where I'm thinking, okay, they're going to clean up there.
And it makes me wonder, like, how – what a fair way to – assess this team will be.
That's a really good question because I don't have an answer right now.
Yeah, because it's like I could almost see this team only winning 30 or 31 games, but still feeling okay with it depending on how they play and understanding some of the tough circumstances that they're going to have to face just with the road trips and some of the matchups and the back-to-backs that they're going to have. I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see like how this team looks aside from, you know, the overall end result of how many wins they have, but just how they look and how they handle some of the challenges that they're going to face over the course of these 82 games.
Yeah, there are going to be a lot of challenges. I'm going to be really interested to see, Manny, like you brought up, how this team's going to be able to hold this together through adversity because the schedule makers, like I said, have not given them any favors. They've made it really difficult on this team, and they're going to be tested early, and they're going to be tested often. It's difficult to find that easy patch of schedule of games. And, man, this is a tough schedule.
Go get them, Wolves.
Good luck.
October 23rd at Brooklyn. That's when it starts.
Good luck.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see. I mean, I will be excited, though, to see, like, the teams that are coming in. And, I mean, obviously, I think every team is going to come in at least once. So that'll be, you know, that'll be good. And some of these matchups, I mean, the Lakers game being not until the end of March is going to kind of suck. But it will be something to look forward to. Hopefully, LeBron and AD are both healthy and not resting because it's a Monday night game. And that could be a night where, you know, Frank Vogel decides to rest one of those guys for whatever reason.
One of the final times that they play together before they start resting for the playoffs too.
Yes.
There's I'm really interested to see because we get Houston into town in mid-November mm-hmm. and in mid-January, late January, I guess. I'm really interested to see how they'll change in between visits to Target Center because there's going to be growing pains between Harden and Russ Westbrook even though they've played together before, once upon a time, there are going to be growing pains when they get there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm curious to see how much better they are when ESPN comes to town January 24th versus their first visit on November 16th.
Yeah, I'm really curious about Houston, just how they're going to look as a whole anyway, because it's going to be a different dynamic with Russell Westbrook being there, and him and Harden going to have to share the ball a little bit. We know they're both ball dominant guys, and but they should be fun to watch. I think they're going to be better than what they were last year because Chris Paul just is like cooked, basically.
I have a friend that saw the schedule, the Wolves schedule, a friend from back home that knows I cover the Wolves, obviously. He saw the schedule and he just texted me. He goes, I put $300 on the Wolves under.
It might be a wise choice.
I can't say I disagree with him.
Go get him, Wolves.
He got it at 35 and a half games, at 35 and a half wins.
Well, the home opener should be fun.
The home opener will be fun. But 13 back-to-backs, this is a tough schedule. There's no other way to put it. This is a very tough schedule for the Wolves.
Wow.
So, yeah, go get them, Wolves. All right. Well, yeah. That's what we have for the schedule. Because
yeah.
It is, I'm still trying to digest it and calculate rest days and stuff like that. I will have my five most interesting games on Score North later tonight. Because I will certainly be writing about that. I promise you Jimmy Butler's return to Target Center for opening night will be one of them. LeBron and Anthony Davis, as well as Kawhi Leonard and Paul George, also, I bet, will make the list. And because I have already seen the list, I can tell you that they will. So, we've got that. That's Manny Hill. I'm Danny Cunningham. This has been Raised by Wolves. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you consume your podcast, or the all-new free Score North app. It might not be free for long, so make sure you get it now. Because I heard the price might go up next week. I'm not saying it is. I'm saying I heard that it might. So be sure to download that for your Apple or Android device. I'll be on later this week. Dane Moore will be joining me. I'm sure we'll be talking more schedule. We might even play the schedule game. We'll go 1 through 82.
1 through 82.
Maybe we'll do that next week. If Dane and I don't do that this weekend, maybe me and you will do that next week, Manny.
All right.
Just the longest schedule game in the history of schedule games.
I can't wait.
All right. We'll talk to you next time on Raised by Wolves.